Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Bank Saloon in Carson City. On the broadcast today, Congresswoman Dina Titus here for the whole show of all new Nevada Newsmakers.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room at the Bank Saloon. Coverage of the 2021 Nevada legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Ahern Rentals is ready for your next project. Liberty Dental Plan, making members shine one smile at a time. And Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Bank Saloon in Carson City. We are pleased, as always, to welcome back to the program Congresswoman Dina Titus of CD1. Pleasure to have you here, ma'am.
Well, thank you for having me, Sam. It's good to see you.
Well, so much stuff going on. Let's get right to it. Let's start with infrastructure. We're going to see an infrastructure bill one way or the other coming down. What are the top projects that you would like to see put into action if Nevada gets money?
Well, that's exactly right. I'm a senior member of the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. So my role is to be sure Nevada is at the table and that Las Vegas can come back as the tourist destination that it's always been. We are looking at projects that benefit cities like smart streets, that would be like Reno in Las Vegas, mass transit, again, both of our cities in the state. Here in the South, we want to widen and do some things along the I-15 corridor because that's just like a parking lot on the weekends between here and California. And then I-80, you know, Las Vegas and Phoenix are the only two metropolitan areas in the country not connected by an interstate. And once that leg is in, then you can see it going on to Reno, to California, and in the South through Arizona down to the Mexican border.
Have your colleagues in Arizona agreed that this is a priority for them as well? Because Nevada has done so much already.
Well, we have done more than they have, but they are in agreement. The former mayor of Phoenix is my co-chair of the I-11 caucus, and they are putting in money for some environmental studies. So it's a bipartisan, bi-state agreement. And when I talked to the Secretary Pete about it, he said that is really speaks strongly for the project and helps us to get the funding because it is so broadly supported.
Are you looking at money for high-speed rail? I mean, Amtrak is talking now about putting in a rail service between Los Angeles and Vegas. And of course, we have the Brightline project. Will funding show up for those too?
Well, I've been on that super speed train commission since back in Governor Bob Miller's days, and in Kenny Gwynn, and even in Gibbons' day. So I'm a big proponent of rail, passenger rail. If we get the speed train, the Brightline is breaking ground. I mean, they are moving forward. In fact, they're testifying before our rail subcommittee, which I sit on next week. If they get that, you probably won't get Amtrak. But if we don't, if that runs into any problems, we'll keep pushing for Amtrak, because you just need that rail service here throughout the Southwest like they have in the Northeast.
Does Brightline have the bonding that they need, because they ran out of time in the last go around? Are they assured that they would get bonding this time around?
Well, we are working on it. In fact, I testified before the Ways and Means Committee about lifting the cap on those private bonds. And the chairman, Richie Neal, said he was all in favor of that. He had done it once before. So we're pretty optimistic that that will happen. And once that cap is lifted, it'll make it a lot easier for them to get that funding.
What did you think about this proposal for a public-private partnership on Charleston Boulevard? It seemed like a very exciting project if it could come to reality, but what's your thoughts on it?
Well, public-private partnerships are always good, but they usually aren't a silver bullet. So if we can bring everybody to the table, I think that's fine. Charleston Boulevard runs right through my district. It's one of the main arteries that crosses Maryland Parkway that goes from the airport to the new medical center and on downtown. One of the projects that I am pushing in the transportation committee as to lower that underpass that goes under the railroads, because traffic gets backed up there, and also it floods every time it rains. You can't even get through there.
One of the things that's been most interesting to watch has been Elon Musk's Boring Company project under the Convention Center, and already the expansion to the Wynn Encore and to Genting's Resort World. But their plans is to be all over the Las Vegas Valley, and it seems that that is moving ahead rapidly. Are they interested in getting any federal funds, or are they going to try to privately finance that whole thing?
Well, they haven't come to me. Certainly the city and the convention center would like to get some funding, but they as a private company haven't. But it is an exciting project. I'm scheduled to go tour it and ride one of the cars under the convention center in the next few days. And, it's state of the art. People will come just to ride that probably as well as go to a convention.
Yes, I wouldn't be surprised at all, especially as it's Elon Musk. One of the things that I noticed that was very interesting was I went to the Boring Company's website. And on the Boring Company's website, not only do they have the convention center and the whole of Las Vegas metro area mapped out to the airport, etc., they also have a Boring Company line from Las Vegas all the way to Los Angeles. Is that realistic to you?
Well, it's certainly ambitious. Let's get this first leg finished before we start going under the mountains to Southern California. But, we got to think positive. We got to think about the future, and infrastructure means investing in moving products and people. We want to be sure that that includes moving them to tourist areas as well as manufacturing.
And as you see the backups reported by the Las Vegas Review-Journal every weekend now, which is good news in the sense that it means that the tourists have come back, but we need to get that transportation corridor fixed. You mentioned smart cities for Reno and Las Vegas. What does that mean?
Well, it has to do with making our streets safe for all users. It can mean expanded sidewalks. It can mean fixing bus stops. It can mean synchronizing lights, upgrading signage. Traffic flows. All of that will make our streets smarter and safer for whether you're walking or riding a bicycle or in a car or bus.
All right, let's take a break. So much more to talk about. We'll be right back with Congresswoman Dina Titus after this time out.
Tamarack Casino is giving away two Mercedes-Benz during the $125,000 Benz or Cash giveaways. Plus, players get 5x points on video reels every Friday. Win two Mercedes-Benz now through May at Tamarack Casino.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Tamarack Casino is giving away two Mercedes-Benz during the $125,000 Benz or Cash Giveaways. Plus, players get 5x points on video reels every Friday. Win two Mercedes-Benz now through May at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers, a busy program here with Congresswoman Deena Titus. She has been very busy back in Washington, D.C. You introduced the Southern Nevada Lands Bill. What will this encompass?
Well, it's a pretty major bill. In fact, it's the largest conservation bill in the history of Nevada. So it's an attempt to conserve special places, but also open up some places for growth and development to try to show that we can save things for future generations and protect natural flora, fauna, historical artifacts, but also foster some growth.
All right, so this would mean some expansion of the Las Vegas metro region, correct?
That's right. You remember when I had Ring Around the Valley, Sam, and we were looking at a growth boundary? This just moves that existing growth boundary out a little bit in different directions.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you about that, because you have talked about the Ring Around the Valley many times over the years on this program. And so you're okay with a little expansion, but not too much.
Well, that's right. As long as we can save some of the special places, you know, that we care about. And this isn't even in my district, but I've long fought for, like, Red Rock Preservation, for example, Gold Butte. We don't want to expand in those areas, but there are a couple of little corners where we can open up for development. Now, the bill that's been introduced, Catherine Cortez Masto introduced in the Senate, and I introduced it in the House. But the way I see it is that it's just a first step, and anybody who wants to work with us on it, even though it's supported by a large number of the environmental groups, but you know, it's a long way from done, and the House is a lot different from the Senate, so it's a work in progress.
There have been a lot of support from environmental groups, but there's also been some concerns. It seems to me at times, and please feel free to disagree with me, that there are some groups that just don't want to see any growth whatsoever. In fact, they'd like to see man basically removed from the environment. I mean, is that the sense you get sometimes as you try to negotiate these things?
Well, sometimes, you know, you don't want to burn down the forest to save one tree. You know, it's a kind of a difficult path to walk, but we think we can do it because I have a long history of working with these organizations. Demi Falcon in my office is doing the environmental stuff here in Las Vegas. She comes from that world, so they know that I'm open to suggestions, but they also know we got to be reasonable and allow for some growth.
One of the things that's come up a lot lately is lithium in Nevada, and there's a lithium mine that's proposed for near Silver Peak. There's another one, Thacker Pass, up near Winnemucca. The Department of Defense appears to be looking at this as an issue of national security, that we procure enough lithium and boron and other minerals and to be able to keep our country secure when the main place we get this stuff from is China. Are you basically in support of these efforts to go forward with lithium mining?
Well, it's certainly something that Nevada has that you can't find too many other places. Like you say, China, and these rare minerals are found in isolated spots. So I am in support of some development. But I read recently there's a little flower that grows out there that grows no place else in the world except there in northern Nevada. So, you know, once again, you can make accommodations. We can protect national security and also protect the environment.
Yes, that flower is called Team's Buckwheat, which is named for a gentleman named Jerry Team, who I used to shoot pool with 40 years ago.
I did not know that.
No, that's a little bit of Nevada trivia there. Let's take another break. Now you know part of my history, and it's not all good. We'll be back after this timeout.
Located in the heart of Carson City, the Bank Saloon, a historic watering hole with a modern feel. With a variety of classic cocktails, featuring Nevada spirits, space for private events, conferences, and an incredible atmosphere. The Bank Saloon offers a great location to work and play. Come visit us, located at the corner of 5th and Carson. We'll save you a drink.
Serving Our Kids Foundation's mission is to serve homeless, at-risk, and food insecure children in grades K through 8 throughout Southern Nevada. During the pandemic, Serving Our Kids has seen a 42% increase in the number of children served, providing more than 4,500 meals to kids in over 100 schools weekly. Serving Our Kids is powered by community support and volunteers. To learn how you can help, visit servingourkids.org.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with Congresswoman Dina Titus of CD1. You've done a lot towards helping Nevada in general and Southern Nevada in particular with $750 million from the federal government towards tourism. Tell us what your efforts have resulted in and where that money's going to go.
Well, thank you for asking, Sam. I chair the Subcommittee on Economic Development. And so this is funding that will come to communities that have been hard hit by the lack of tourism. And this is the first time special pot of money has been set aside. So I was proud that we were able to get that. And I can't imagine anybody applying for this money who would be more qualified than folks in the state of Nevada. So it can go to a convention center. It can go to a historical organization. It can go, you know, it goes through the granting process, but certainly we have a leg up on getting those grant funds.
And what about the airlines? It seems like Southwest in particular is moving very rapidly to increase flights in and out of Las Vegas and Reno, because I know from people traveling to Reno, for example, that they were having a really hard time getting from Las Vegas to Reno. They were being routed through LA and other places. Do you feel that things are stabilizing a little bit now?
I think they are coming back, Sam. When I first flew back and forth to Washington, I'd be on a plane with 5 or 6 people total. And now, as I came back just in the last few days, the plane was full. Now, they're not flying as many flights, but they are filling them up. And the statistics show that the Las Vegas airport is coming back faster than most metropolitan airports. There was a special funding program in the Recovery Act to help airlines keep their personnel on staff so that They didn't have to lay everybody off. And that was a big help. But I believe, and all the pundits kind of say, you've said it, I'm sure, Sam, that when it all comes back and we're supposed to be open by June the 1st, people are going to come to Nevada with a vengeance because they just have got this pent-up need to be on holiday, go outside, be at Lake Tahoe, hike around the state, come to Las Vegas. So I think our recovery, I hope, and I think, will come back pretty rapidly.
You know, I think it's been very interesting to watch the locals gaming, which came back first, and to see just not only did it come back, but it came back with a vengeance, even with the limited capacity, and really showed that more than just gambling, that locals casinos were a real part of the fabric of the community. And that in a way surprised me.
Well, that's true. That's where people, it's like the pub in England, you know, or the tapa bar in Spain. It's where people go to see friends, to hang out, to just have a social life oftentimes. And so they were glad to get out. And, you know, I think Governor Steve did a good job, even though it was a hard decision, closing down everything. He was smart about it. So we were able to recover much faster than some areas. And getting that first bill passed that put more money into getting shots in arms helped us to get a handle on this pandemic, and people feel safer and feel psychologically ready to get out again.
It was interesting yesterday, the New York Times broke the story that the European Union is very close to allowing tourists to come from the United States back into Europe. We also need tourists coming in that other direction. What are you hearing at this point about opening up the skies for foreign travel to Nevada?
Well, we've had several hearings on that, and how are we going to do it? Is it going to be something like a vaccination passport that they've talked about? Call it whatever you want to. International tourism is a small part of what we have in Nevada, but we know that it was a growing part of our market. And international tourists, when they come, they stay longer and they spend more. So we want to be sure we get that back up and rolling, and that people are able to come to this country and are ready to do so. Part of that growth was on the Pacific Rim, Asian tourists. And so that's going to be a challenge for us, but we're looking in that direction, as well as in Europe. I know my husband says he's never had a passport before and not been able to go anywhere. It's been over a year since we've been out of the country. And so we're getting ready for that travel to somewhere.
Well, I couldn't agree with you, with your husband, more on that. And my passport is fired up and ready to be used later in the year. Let's talk about a story that was circulating a couple of months ago, and then it kind of died off. But I had a note for you on this. Talk of an ambassadorship for Congresswoman Titus. And I'm thinking Ambassador Greece would probably be a very good position for you.
Well, that would be lovely. I do love Greece. Of course, my mother is Greek, but I think somebody just started that rumor who wants to run for my seat. I'm not sure. You can put that to rest. Right now, I'm focused on getting District 1 back up and running. I have the most wonderful district in the world. People always are envious. Everybody else from Southern Nevada likes to say they represent Las Vegas, but they don't. It's my district.
Well, I'm in a way, I'm saddened that the rumor is not true, because you would make a great ambassador, but also CD1 needs you as well. Let's talk about something that comes up a lot, which is diversification for Southern Nevada. And, you know, the more I think about it, the more it seems to me that you can't diversify away from the tourism industry, in the sense that it's so huge that, you know, how many gazillions of industries would you have to match that? But isn't diversification in Southern Nevada really about having an alternate tax base that every decade, every 20 years, we hope longer and longer distances between them, but when there's a problem with the tourism industry, that there would be another industry that will be at a backup, so that state and local government wouldn't suffer as much as they do, and, you know, there would be more of an employee base?
Well, that's right. We've always talked about diversifying. And you've seen in Reno, look at the growth out there, that industrial park and the Tesla factory. So that is something that has come in to be another source of revenue. when you've diversified, what we've done so far is diversified away from just gaming. If you think of what Las Vegas offers in tourism, it's entertainment, it's food, it's shopping. So the tourism industry has diversified within itself. And you know, we're attracting more high-tech companies. The whole drone industry is something that Nevada is out front on. And renewable energy, whether it's solar or wind, that's another potential area for us to diversify.
Were you concerned at all or in favor of the discussions about getting rid of natural gas in the short term, not necessarily the long term, in the state of Nevada? I mean, you look at Shell, the international company, and you know they're taking write-offs in terms of natural gas, but it seems that that's a very necessary component for Nevada's energy.
Well, it's kind of one of those bridge fuels as you move away from fossil fuels to renewable energy. You can't do it overnight, and natural gas is one of those bridge fuels. I know that there was some talk about doing away with it, and they've moved away from that at the legislature. I haven't followed that very closely, but I am in favor of moving to a cleaner, less emission, less carbon footprint by a certain date. And I know the governor wants to do that here in Nevada, and President Biden has announced that for the whole country, by the end of the decade, we will have reduced our footprint by 50%.
Well, unfortunately, as always, we are out of time, and I have 80 more questions that I want to ask you, so please come back soon.
Well, thank you. I'd love to. Good to see you, Sam.
Good to see you, too. We'll be back. Thank you, Congresswoman, and we'll be right back after this timeout.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your furnace breaks down today? We fix it today. Why freeze for days while your furnace is down when Nevada Heating can get the job done today and you can get warm again? For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 and we'll fix it today. That's 323-5585 or online at nevadaheating.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
We'll see you on the next broadcast coming to you from the Bank Saloon in Carson City. See you then.